Well, it is the mission of the World Apostolate of Fatima to help people learn, live, and spread the message of Our Lady of Fatima in communion with the church and in concert with the new evangelizations. Well, members around the world began praying right away. A novena for peace to Our Lady began on March 17th and is ending as preparation Pope Francis' act of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary of Russia and peace in Ukraine. Coming up on Friday. Well, joining me today to tell us more is Brenda Schwartz, a member of the World Apostolate of Fatima. Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Good morning, Brenda, and thank you for having me.
What incredible news that this consecration was happening. I think that we have been talking about it just about every day and will all week long as we lead up to the consecration here at Mater Dei Radio. What were your thoughts when you heard the announcement that this was going to be happening on March 25th?
Oh, my goodness. I was just overwhelmed. I can remember exactly where I was as we have those kind of events that take place and you remember it's frozen in time at that moment. And I was prayerful that this was going to happen because I knew that the bishops from the Latin Rite in the Eastern Church had been going to the Pope and asking for this to happen. They had been just flooded with requests from their flocks, their parishioners. And so I was just overwhelmed. We've been wanting this for so long. And it's being done as a reconsecration, and it's just going to be a beautiful event. And we need that right now so much. We need the peace and the unity. And what I'm seeing from all of this, from just this whole event of announcing that we're going to have the consecration, is that the people are coming out of the woodwork. And you think about, you know, Brenda, we've had so much division in our world. With the pandemic and just all the variables associated with that, and before the political situations. And now we see people that are uniting and they're going to be praying together worldwide for Ukraine and Russia to unite and have peace. And those two countries they'll be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And there are going to be many, many graces from this. We're looking for the war to end and many graces to flow.
Well, Brenda, for our listeners who may not understand, there is a very direct connection between Our Lady of Fatima and this consecration or reconsecration, as you said it, happening on Friday. For our listeners, can you explain those secrets of Fatima and how the consecration of Russia falls into that?
Well, Our Lady has the best interests of Russia in her heart. And our Lord made it known to Sister Lucia that the conversion of Russia had been entrusted to the Heavenly Mother for her to bring that peace about. And so when we had the first consecration in 1984, which just happened to be on March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation by St. John Paul II at St. Peter's Square, that consecration was accepted, as Sister Lucia has mentioned. But anyway, there were graces that came from that. And I know there's controversy there. But so Russia, you know, has turned their back on God. And there have been some graces that did come about from that first consecration. And now we see the world events that we have in place right now. And we see all of the division and the pandemic and all the things that are happening and worldwide peace not being achieved. So I think that this consecration is very, very timely. And it does align with what our Blessed Mother asked, you know, during the apparitions with the three shepherd children. And so,
yeah, Brenda, can you explain that more? Because this was a very specific request of Our Lady as revealed to the children there that this consecration of Russia must happen.
Yes, and that was happening during 1917 when they had the apparitions May through October. And I believe it was in the month of July when Our Blessed Mother was giving the different secrets and showing the vision of hell. And that as part of that, that was where the whole consecration of Russia was coming about, from those apparitions. And a lot of that information wasn't released by Sister Lucia until years after. And so then once St. John Paul II became cognizant of everything, he then, you know, went about bringing about the first consecration. And so it all did come back. It all did originate with 1917. And we had World War II going on at that time. And there was a statement that after the 1984 consecration, Sister Lucia even stated that in 1985, a nuclear war had been averted.
Wow.
So we do see graces from that consecration as well. And that's what we're trying to achieve right now. I mean, we're all worried about this nuclear war that could take place, you know, and we're seeing all of these innocent people losing their lives, children, women, men, leaving their country, millions of people, and our hearts worldwide are going out to help them. And if I can think of one good thing that has come about from this war, is there has become unity in this world that we haven't seen for years and years and years. So that is one thing that I think is good. And then prayer. Prayer is coming about, praying the rosary. You know, our Blessed Mother said to the children, you need to pray the rosary every day to obtain world peace. And we're all trying to satisfy her requests. Another request was the five First Saturdays, making reparation for the offenses committed against her Immaculate Heart. And those five First Saturdays are part of bringing the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And when we have that happening, which is really beginning to happen worldwide right now, because hey, we're all gathering together in novenas, praying our rosaries. We're all trying to help Ukraine and Russia attain peace. And so if we can also bring on the First Saturdays, that will help, you know, promote and expedite our Blessed Mother's triumph of her Immaculate Heart.
Oh, Brenda Schwartz is joining me today. Brenda is the World Apostolate of Fatima, joining me today as we talk about the upcoming consecration on Friday. Well, Brenda, we know that Christ hears the words of his mother, and we present to her our intention and the prayers for this consecration around the world. As it seems, just as soon as this was announced, novenas began. The World Apostolate of Fatima is joining in a novena and asking people to join in. Is there a specific way that we need to pray our rosaries leading up to this? And can we just, if we kind of missed the start of the novena, can we just pick it up today?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every prayer has graces that come from it. Every rosary has graces that come from it. And so the more people that can join in on this novena, which can be found on the Blue Army's website, very simple website name, BlueArmy1word.com. BlueArmy.com. And it has all of the information about the upcoming consecration. It has the novena that we are all praying. It has a special prayer for Our Lady of Fatima and things. So we're all praying these prayers together. And so I would just really encourage people, if you feel like, oh, I missed the boat, I didn't start on the 17th. It's okay. You know, come and join us. Be a part of this world unity. Get on a conference call with your friends and pray the rosary together every day, just to help bring those graces about with groups of people praying the rosary as well.
Oh, absolutely. It is a wonderful event coming up, and we do all that we can to make those preparations, and that includes beautiful prayer. Brenda, I thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for all that you do and the prayers that you do. Well, together we, when prayer, well, it is multiplied when we all do it together and pray for this very special consecration. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda. It was a pleasure.
And again, that is Brenda Schwartz with the World Apostolate of Fatima. I will add a link to Our Lady's Blue Army, the website that Brenda talked about, so that way you can find the information about that novena prayer. And stay with Mater Dei Radio all week long as we will continue to talk about the consecration. It is happening on Friday. The live stream of it begins at 9 o'clock here at Mater Dei Radio. We will be working to carry an event live on that time. You can find all that information, materdeiradio.com.